Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We do lots of second date updates where strange things happen to couples while they're out.
Yeah.
But this might be the strangest.
Really?
Because the date that was supposed to happen never did.
Ooh.
Okay.
Where did it go?
Wait, it's like a mystery?
Who did it go with?
Dates never happen all
and
the time.
And what would you do for a Klondike bar?
I am so confused by all of this.
Yes, many, many questions that we may never get answers to.
That's not why I'm confused.
The mystery.
It's the Klondike bar and why you're so mysterious about this.
Well,
is that a word?
Well, maybe we'll just get some answers by asking Ray, who's on the phone right now and actually has the information that we're looking for. Now, Ray, this sounds a lot like a certain mystery novel I couldn't put down the other night called Ball Gags, Lies, and Dead Guys. Have you heard of that one?
I have not, but I'm hoping we can get to the end of this novel quicker than that, I hope.
Yeah, well, highly recommended, okay? It's a page-turner. I was definitely choking something back.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
At least we know this novel doesn't include dead guys, because, Ray, you're alive and on the phone with us.
Yeah, 100%. I'm here.
Okay, right. Good.
I'm hoping that your story is as interesting as the one I was reading. So
I bet it's not.
Tell us about the girl that you want us to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Kate.
Okay.
Okay, and how'd you meet Kate?
So we met online on an app, yada, yada, yada. Not so interesting, but we hit it off. It seemed great.
Okay.
We were having a great time. We were chatting back and forth, and we decided to, like, meet up.
Yeah.
Here's where the problem comes in. Uh-huh. I'm on my way to her house. My phone dies. I start digging around, no phone charger.
Oh, it's the worst feeling.
Oh, gosh.
I kind of remember the address. I definitely know the street.
Oh, no.
It's like olden
days. How do you navigate? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
You had to pull over, ask for directions?
Well, ask for directions, but I'm like, do you guys know Kate?
Yeah.
You could have gone to a gas station and bought a charger for your phone.
Oh, that's actually smart. I didn't ever even think.
You're right. But my biggest fear was to be late for my date.
Okay, so did you find her apartment?
Well, what I think is the address that Kate lives at is actually the address of this lovely elderly couple.
So you had a date with two old people. Cool.
Well, I did. I spent a good bit of time with them.
So
wait, hold on. You walked up to a house thinking that it was Kate's place, but an elderly couple answered the door and you went in?
Well, an older woman answered the door and I asked if Kate was there and she's like, come on in. She didn't quite say Kate didn't live there.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think they were a little lonely, but it was cool.
So when, with hanging out with your new old friends, did you find out that this wasn't Kate's house?
I found out right away, but, like, the lady was so insistent on, like, helping me find Kate.
Oh, no.
That I couldn't leave.
Did these old people not have a cell phone charger for you either?
No, they had one of those, like, rotary dial phones.
Oh, my God. A landline.
All right. So did they ever locate Kate for you?
They called around to the neighbors and finally figured it out.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Old people, like, have time to do anything. Like, you can walk in with a problem and they'll spend the entire week trying to solve it for you.
Well, and all of a sudden you're like the hot topic of the neighborhood gossip.
I'm sure they're still talking about me today.
So wait, what happened? Did you meet Kate?
I went over there and it was not good.
Oh.
No.
Was she mad that you were late?
Yeah, I mean, she definitely was a little bit upset because, like, I was over an hour late.
Yeah.
She didn't even, like, want to hear that I was, like, talking to her neighbor, these old people. Like, she was over it.
Oh, no.
So she hasn't even heard your cute story about your cute old friends now?
When I tried to explain to her, like, what had happened, she told me to, like, get off her property. And if I didn't get off, she was going to call the cops for trespassing.
That's a positive response.
Probably a good sign that she wanted to see in handcuffs.
No!
I don't think that's what we take from that.
Well, I mean, later, but, like, after dinner, I guess.
Yeah.
So the date never happened, and so you, I mean, we know why, obviously. She's not calling you back, and you're just hoping we can convince her to go out again?
I'm hoping you can, like, try to explain to her that it wasn't intentional. Like, I mean, I made some new old friends, I guess.
So how long did you stay outside of her house yelling at her until you finally decided to go home?
I don't know, 5 minutes? Not enough to, like, cause a scene.
Okay, that's good. Right. It wasn't crazy.
But I did end up going back over to the old folks' home and hang out with them.
Really?
Okay, well.
Yeah, they were so nice.
What?
And I felt bad for them because they were like, if it doesn't work out, come back over here. So I did.
Oh, my gosh.
What did they say about Kate? I mean, you told them the whole story. They're obviously vested in your love life at this point.
They felt terrible for me. They said that any girl would be lucky to have me.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, that
classic
is classic
grandpa,
old
grandpa.
People.
They pinched his cheeks.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so
look how adorable he is, Henry.
So you haven't been able to reach Kate at all?
Not at all.
How many times have you tried to get a hold of her?
Well, a few, but not too many. Like a couple texts and one phone call.
Okay, so not a crazy amount. That's all a good right. sign. I think we can salvage this. I think she was just angry in the moment. Yep. Now that she has time to calm down, she hears the story. We're getting you a second date.
I agree.
Or if not that, at least a partner at the bingo game. So there's going to be a positive that comes out of this. We're going to play a song, come back, and call Kate, try and get you a second date update, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. That'd be huge. I feel like I totally screwed this up.
All right. Yeah. We're going to try and fix it for you. Hold on.
Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for part two of the second date update, we're on the phone with Ray. Mm. Ray never actually met up with his date.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess he kind of did.
Yeah.
But his phone died. He was very late, so she ended up just yelling at him and threatening to call the cops. Not the most successful date we've ever heard, but not the least successful.
That is true. That's also a true statement. I honestly think it could be way worse.
Yeah. And
I've done way worse.
Yeah.
I believe that, Ray. Yeah. And you never got to explain that you were just down the road at some old couple's house smoking a J while playing Boulder Dash.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. We're watching Jeopardy start with a J.
Well, we're going to find out a little bit more. Are you ready to call Kate here?
I would love a second chance with this girl.
I think you've got, I mean, like I said maybe before, but I was even thinking about it more. I think there's no way this girl is not going to give you a second chance, right? Mm. She was super mad in the moment, not because of you, but because of all the bad dating experiences she's had. Mm. And I think she's not calling you back now because she's embarrassed. Like, how embarrassing to overreact like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she didn't even really know what she was overreacting to. She was just like, you're an hour late. That's ridiculous. And I, like, 100% respect that.
Yeah, for sure.
See, that's good that you understand that. This is going to be fine.
All right. Well, we're going to call Kate right now and try and get your second date update, okay?
That would be so great. Thanks, guys.
All right, I'm dialing the phone number now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I talk to Kate, please?
This is she.
Hi, Kate. My name's Young Jeffrey from the radio. Do you have a moment to chat?
What's this about?
This is about something that we do on our show called a second date update.
Okay. What does that mean?
Hurry, Jeff.
You're very businesslike. That's a good point.
Fast. Okay. It's where someone reaches out to us because they went on a date and then they're getting blown off. So we call that person, try and figure out why.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so explain it to me.
Oh my God, you're stressing me out just talking like this.
Well, it's just someone likes you and you're not calling them back and they want a second chance. They want to explain themselves.
Okay.
And the person who reached out about you, his name is Ray.
Oh.
I know it's a little different because you and Ray never actually went out.
Well, I mean, he was over an hour late. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
Heard that.
Ray does.
Yeah, and you know what? I wasn't even going to go out with him after he showed up anyway.
Well, why?
I mean, he had a really good reason for being late. Did you hear him out at all?
No, I just saw him pull up in my driveway, so I didn't need to hear what he had to say.
Oh, you should have.
It may have changed your mind if you actually heard his excuse.
Well, whatever. He was driving American.
What?
He's an American. Huh?
Like, that matters. The car. The car was American.
His
car.
American made?
Duh. I just said that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to clarify.
I don't get it either. So you're not calling him back because of the car he was driving?
Yeah. You'd think that he would be driving, like, a Maserati or a Mercedes or, like, a Beamer. But he was in a Ford.
What?
And, like, I'm not going to be caught dead in a Taurus.
What?
Wait, hold on. Why would you assume people are in a Beamer and a Maserati?
Yeah.
Because in his dating profile, it said that he makes over six figures. And, like, you don't drive a Taurus when you're making over six figures.
That's actually not true. You do drive a Taurus if you're making over six figures and you're good with your money because cars are wastes of money.
Brooke's rich and she drives a Subaru.
That sounds really lame, actually. Like, if you have a ton of money, don't you want people to see it? You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to ask me what I make if I'm driving a Jaguar or whatever.
So,
rich people, you do know someone's rich if they drive a Jaguar.
Well, it is kind of weird to put that in your dating profile, to brag about money and then not brag about it in other areas of your life. I could see
absolutely
that.
Okay, you know what? You're right. Ray should answer these questions. Ray, explain yourself.
I would love to explain myself.
Ray?
Yeah, we didn't tell you. Ray's actually been on the other line listening during this whole conversation.
Oh, come on.
That's how these work.
You didn't tell me that he was on the other line. I thought I was just talking to you guys.
Yeah.
You sound pretty passionate about your stance on American-made cars. I mean...
Well, absolutely. I mean, what is the point of having money if you're not going to spend any of it?
Yeah, Ray.
Yeah, where's your Porsche, Ray?
Wait, hold on, hold on. Why am I going to spend my money on a car that just loses money the moment I buy it? Like, I'd rather spend my money on experiences and, like, enjoyment in life.
Girls don't want experiences and joy. They want material things, Ray.
I don't need a nice car, but the guy that I'm with does, so that, like, I can feel great in it, you know?
Are you for real? Like,
yes,
that's
so
what financial secure is to you?
Yeah, when you're with a man who has a nice car, like, everyone knows that you're safe and secure, and like, okay, that's the guy that's going to take care of you.
I don't know if you've seen like the Consumer Reports like on the Taurus, but it's pretty safe. You're going to live through any of this.
It's a good point, Ray.
And I assure you, we're going to have a nice dinner wherever we go. Like, I don't know why.
Are you why would you pull up to a valet in a Taurus? You know, like the valet's.
Well, I know the valet's not going to like take it for like a test drive like Ferris Bueller.
That's true.
Kate, wait a minute. You're basing, like, listen to yourself. You're basing your dating decisions off what the valet thinks of who you're out with. Like, that is such a stupid idea.
Hold on.
Well, no,
fair,
I think that that's actually, like, it's how I feel. And that's what I like. And that's what makes me feel good.
Yeah, women empowerment there.
No, it's not women empowerment. Yeah. It's materialism.
Yeah.
If
you
want
to ride
nice
in a
car,
powerful
Kate,
car that goes from 0 to 100 in under 3.
Oh my God.
I feel you, girl.
Yeah. I mean, you show up and that's first impression and it didn't seem fun.
Does it matter what kind of car I drive? I have money. I make tons of money.
Oh, God.
I just don't waste it on dumb cars.
Wow.
All right, then tell me one thing that you've actually spent money on. Like, it doesn't have to be a car, just something that's fun. Like, what have you bought that's expensive?
What?
I like this question.
For real? That's what you want to know? Like, what brings me pleasure that I spent money on? Like,
yeah, put your money where your mouth is.
Seriously, I want to know.
What?
For your information, for my mom's birthday, I bought her a Louis Vuitton handbag.
Ooh, those are expensive.
That's pricey.
That's a couple grand.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. And, like, do you buy gifts for people, like, lots of times?
What?
Okay.
What? No, stop. Kate, you are the most materialistic, superficial person I've ever heard.
I don't really need to hear from you. I'm asking Ray the question, okay?
Okay. All right, Ray, what's your answer?
Be quiet, Brooke.
Yeah, Brooke. Support women for once.
Yeah, I mean, I spend money on people that mean a lot to me.
Okay. Well, maybe I was just a little harsh before, but you know what? If you apologize to me, then I can give you another chance.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Okay, this is going better.
Is it? Is it going better? This sounds terrible to me.
Well, I mean, I was trying to tell you when I got there, I was sorry. I never even told you the story about, like, my cell phone. Like, these guys have all heard it.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but, like, can't you just save that story for our next date?
What?
All right, I think that's my cue to jump in here and ask Kate, would you like to go out on another date with Ray here? We'll pay for it.
I mean,
better yet, Ray will prove how much money he has by paying for it himself.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Hey guys, let me save my money for the third date.
All right, we're back to paying for it again.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, Kate, are you going out with him again?
I think so, because he seems really down to earth.
What?
That's your response?
You found out about a purse and he's down to earth.
Did you not hear about his Louis handbag for his mom? I mean, that is so sweet.
Yeah, Brooke, shame on you.
Ray, there is no way you want to go out with this woman.
I don't see the problem with going out with her.
That was
Why are you worried?
Kate's whole idea for her future plan is just to marry a rich dude. That's not a plan.
Sounds like a pretty solid plan to me,
what?
Kate.
It's not a plan, Kate.
Ray, just so you know, the next date, we're going to take my car.
Oh.
What do you drive?
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of curious now.
Well, it doesn't matter, Ray. It's better than anything that you have.
I've got money on a Jetta. Anybody else?
Look.
All right. Well, I think this is a success. Congratulations,
yeah!
You two.
Oh, my God.
Thank
I'm
you.
So disappointed.
You're going to have beautiful, rich babies together.
Perfect.
See, guys, it's not about the type of car you drive.
No, it's just about how much money you have.
Yeah.
That's what we learned.
That's where true love is.
Moving 92.5.